From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Matthew Smith. Vermont health officials reported 81 new COVID-19 infections today, Wednesday. The counties that saw the most cases were Chittenden with 21 new infections, Washington County with 15, and Orange County with 10. 20 people are currently hospitalized with the disease, including 5 people in intensive care units. As of today, more than 3,800 people in Vermont have contracted COVID-19 since the pandemic began. More than 500,000 coronavirus tests have been performed in the state so far. Governor Phil Scott says when Vermont students return to school on Monday, school staff will ask if they've been to large Thanksgiving gatherings. He says he's not asking kids to tattle on their parents, but he says he needs to underscore an important public safety measure.
This is, again, fair warning to those of you who are planning to have gatherings where you're having from other outside your household at your homes for Thanksgiving. And if you don't want your kids to have to transition to remote learning, for us in quarantine for a 7-day period, maybe you ought to make other plans. And that's the message right now.
Scott says big holiday get-togethers could fuel a COVID-19 surge in Vermont. He's asked Vermonters to limit their Thanksgiving celebrations to people in their immediate household. The Caledonia Superior Court canceled all court events and closed for the rest of the week yesterday due to coronavirus cases in the courthouse. The Caledonian Record reports court administrators found one person tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday and another yesterday morning. That led to judges having to retrieve their own case files amid short staffing before the court closed. Emails about the positive COVID cases went out to anyone who attended court in person last week. All Vermont courts are closed Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. The pandemic has led to a big dip in holiday travel at Burlington International Airport. NBC5 reports Burlington Airport Aviation Director Gene Richard says about 2,500 people are flying out of the airport this week. That's a 76% drop from the roughly 10,000 passengers that flew this week last year. AAA anticipates at least a 10% drop in travel compared to last year, with most traveling on the roads. And it's a sure sign of winter. The Notch is officially closed for the season. State transportation officials announced yesterday that scenic Vermont Route 108, commonly called Smuggler's Notch or the Notch Road, has been shuttered for the winter. VTran says persistent snow showers in the mountains over the past couple of weeks dropped several inches of snow and ice over the Notch Road. It's now closed until the spring. Eye in the Sky forecast this afternoon, a chance of rain or snow showers, mainly north, some light wintry mix possible in the northeast and in the upper Connecticut Valley. Highs from the mid-30s to low 40s in the south and in the Champlain Valley, in the low to mid-30s elsewhere north. For VPR News, I'm Matthew Smith.